Imagine what it'd be like to use your subconscious mind like a computer, receiving emails from your higher self instead of the usual spam we find cluttering our minds. Dana Patterson of Intuitive Sciences empowers others through an intuitive psychic personal growth experience. A transformation session can help you change your life from the inside out. For more information, call Dana at 520-624-8862 or visit intuitivesciences.com. Transformation and intuitive science of self-discovery, 624-8862. Welcome back to Circles of a Change and our second hour of our show. Terrific first sections with Bill Hendricks and Mark Samuels. At this point in time, you know, we often circle back in our conversations and talk about how real change comes from either us seeing a too-good-to-be-true opportunity you can't turn down, or frankly, more often by confronting a pain or a shock. And one place I go with clients is to first help them see that focusing on the F's can get them an A in transition. And those F's, as I often say, are focusing on others, your family, friends, fun, food, finances, fitness, and physical wellness, as well as your faith and your spiritual wellness. So it's my pleasure today to welcome in our studio Dana Patterson from Intuitive Sciences. Dana actually is dedicated to helping others access healthy information from their subconscious in order to turn away from that judgment and fear. So there's another F that we don't need when we're dealing with change. There is a significant reason, thus, for us all to watch for toxic thoughts these days and take us in the wrong direction, and particularly the ones that come from within. So with that, I welcome Dana to the studio. Thanks for joining me, Dana Patterson.
Thank you, Zara.
And this isn't our first time, by the way. You can access in the early parts of 2009. Dana was on our show for about an hour, so this is kind of a catch-up to what she's doing new now that's new. So, Dana, let me give you a quick introduction. You know, thousands of clients can testify to Dana's remarkable approach to guide them to dramatically transform their thinking process through balancing, as she says, their inner voices. Dana grew up in the East Coast, an aristocratic-type background with a supposed trajectory to go to an Ivy League college, and instead, as she puts it, her parents let her leave home after being bit by the songs of freedom from the early 70s to stay with her brother here in Tucson. And as you're soon going to hear, Dana's life journey of spiritual enlightenment versus academic achievement came from living on the Indian reservation, raising three daughters, traveling, reading, and questioning and thinking about almost everything. Dana is certified in neuro-linguistic programming as a foundation to effectively help her and help others create a change at the subconscious level. She's worked at Miraval for 8 years before launching as an independent advisor and starting Intuitive Sciences. Dana has facilitated over 3,000 transformation sessions. Those are with the individual and group basis to help people set in motion the direction of their lives, being motivated by their higher self rather than being controlled by the pain that we frankly otherwise spend most of our lives trying to avoid. She believes that the light within is on the other side of pain or fear. So Dana, I can't help but start to remember an email you sent me once. It was that you feel yourself really being like a mechanic of consciousness and an emotional midwife. So why don't we start there? A mechanic of consciousness.
I like the term personally.
That's right.
Because when I'm working with someone, I will feel like a mechanic, because my mind is suddenly inside of their heads. Mm-hmm. And as I'm helping facilitate their own experience, a client's experience, I'm also seeing how this part of themselves and that part of themselves, meaning different personality drives, are creating their reality, why they're having the challenges they may be having at work or in personal relationships because of the reflection of the reality that they're having with themselves.
And so tell me that process you say you see inside of their heads, is this you're literally in touch with colors that you're seeing with them, or is it through their word choice? I mean, how does this come to you?
I think for me, I'll tell you how it comes for me, but each person is different on how they'll experience, say, their own intuitive language. But I'll close my eyes and I'll start to see symbols pop into my mind. And to be really, like, ridiculous, the first time I saw this symbol, I thought, oh my gosh, what am I going to say now? Because I saw like a hammer hitting a toilet, and I thought, oh dear, how am I going to interpret that one? But the words just started to flow through me, and it was an individual who was like so overgiving on one hand, and yet inside of her mind she had such a driving, achieving voice that was so hard on her that she was in a constant conflict between her generous, overgiving, soft side that everyone sat on and
yeah. And took advantage of.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then her drive to be perfect was in constant conflict. And that internal nonstop behavior was also showing up as external reality in relationships. So she was going from relationship to relationship with people who are very, very difficult to be with, and hard on her.
Yeah, and in fact, she was just repeating her own path dependency, mm-hmm. is what you're saying.
Yeah. So if let's say someone comes to me and they might tell me their issue or they may not, I'll just kind of tune in and go, well, I'm noticing that you may have two personality drives. One is demands that you have to be perfect and you can never make a mistake. The other side feels as though it's very suppressed and suffocating because you can't be creative, spontaneous, because the other side demands that you can't make a mistake. So already you have this giant conflict inside of yourself. And here they're coming for a reading, go, how do I fix this? And I actually show them how.
And so tell us, that how would be trying to get those two sides of yourself to get in conversation together and
yes.
balance one another.
These are subconscious personalities. So if I say, Zara, this is not the Zara I'm looking at or talking to at the moment, but inside of your own mind, there might be, say, two personality drives that are operating in their own mannerisms and very sort of stuck behaviors. So that if we actually talk to, we'll say, you know, a traditional relationship that most people have in their heads is a very severe self-critical voice. Mm-hmm. And then the other side of ourselves that's in constant reaction to that critical voice. So we don't have a harmonious relationship with ourselves.
Oh, in fact, that's so true. I was working with a client in my space this week, and she's in the midst of really launching her career from being a senior vice president at a bank to new places. And she'd just gotten this wonderful speaking engagement, and they featured her in the brochure, and she's got a whole flow of additional opportunities coming her way. By the way, she's still anchored inside this bank, so she's kind of having the best of all worlds at the same time. But she told me, but I keep waking up hearing this voice that tells me I'm really lying to myself, that this isn't real. And I was so struck. In fact, I need her to connect her with you this week, Dana.
Okay, and the advice that I would even help her realize is we would go talk to the voice who's actually talking to her in her mind, because she's hearing in her mind like an email from this voice. Mm-hmm. And we'd find out what the voice is trying to do. And the voice may have its own agenda. It may be trying to help her lose confidence so that she won't take the risk of standing on stage, because there might be a judge like American Idol or something.
Or there could have been that same judge that was judging her when she was a child that
yes.
still is going to come back, and she doesn't want to experience that pain all over again.
Exactly. So when we meet a personality, whether it's absolutely horrible inside of your head, down at the core is a positive intention of this personality.
So protect you.
To protect you.
Like that.
But it's usually doing everything so backwards that most people who I talk to are calling about love issues. I mean, love is one of the biggest ones, even in this economical times that we're having, people still call more about love.
That's right. For anybody who might have just tuned in, I've got Dana Patterson from Intuitive Sciences with me here in the show today. And Dana does a lot of her work face-to-face, but also you have quite a global reach. In fact, I think you were telling me this morning you just came from a long session with someone in Australia.
Yes.
What was that call all about?
I get a person who is in tremendous pain because of being in love with somebody who is not returning that love. And for the first time, she's finally recognizing that that this is a journey for herself to work through. So again, I was working as a bit of a midwife and a mechanic, helping her realize that why she is so attracted to this kind of person to begin with started to look familiar
to her patterns.
Her past,
right.
And even her childhood patterns, and that the pain was part of herself separated from love and security, and to not push away that pain each time that she felt it, but keep picking it up.
And almost embrace it like a friend, that
embrace
I've seen
it.
This before.
I sometimes will see it as this woman, I said there's a triangle between you, the adult, the pain inside of you, and the man that you were trying to connect with. Now let's make a triangle between you, the adult, the pain, and your angels, your higher self, mm-hmm. your divine connection.
Which, of course, it's interesting if for our listeners who've been with us for the full show, that our first segment with Bill Hendricks talking about how our patterns of our joy throughout our life really can set the course of what our motivated abilities are, and that the sooner we understand those patterns, we can go and repeat them again in a positive way in terms of career change. And then even Mark Samuel, this segment right before, we're talking about accountability and the power of intentions. Mark talked about the aspect of control in our life, and that it not wanting to be, his not wanting to be in control, but rather in command,
mm-hmm.
and meaning aware of, and then being able to take it to the next higher level. That's very similar to what you're talking about and what you guide people
through.
It's
true, because most of us are motivated by our impulses coming from our behaviors, from our logical side or our emotional side. But I like to see my impulses coming from my intuitive side, motivated by my higher self.
So tell us that definition, that word intuitive. I think mm-hmm. that's a loaded term. In your words, tell us what that means.
Well, I used to describe it, or mostly describe it, as your senses turn inwards and a whole reality of inward awareness. But I'm also realizing that it's actually an impulse, but it seems to be not motivated out of, say, my neuroses, but out of, again, this impulse where I go, oh, my God, we call it serendipity.
Yeah.
Or serendipity. Right. And it's a beautiful opportunity when you do something that's so right, but you don't know why or how you managed to do that. So you can't just sort of copy intuition. You can't plan it. So in some ways, you're not in control.
Right.
But your logical mind does not have to be out of the way. Your logical mind, your emotional body, and your intuition all work in harmony to sometimes have you do an impulse that just seems to be
the right thing to do
at that moment.
So I can imagine then also people that are highly creative and also very innovative. Is it true then you feel that they're allowing that intuitive side to be more in the fore?
They possibly really can. Actually, yeah. Absolutely. And when we say, I think of our intuitive side as like a reaction. It's the movement. It's the process. So motivated by who or what, our spiritual, our intuition, higher self is a great term because it doesn't have, we don't know what
judgment.
It looks like.
Exactly. You don't know it and you don't have to judge it.
Right.
Again, I'm speaking with Dana Patterson from Intuitive Sciences. You know, Dana, in my introduction, I talked about this idea of the voices in our head.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you would also say life is just juxtaposed by, on one hand, us wanting to think all the time, but then on the other hand, we shouldn't be thinking.
Or spending all your time trying not to think.
Spend time trying not to think. So in other words, to try to stop the voices that are in our
heads. It's just as obnoxious or difficult as thinking.
So by saying that, what your role is to help people then
change
the nature of their thoughts, and then also invite those subconscious voices to really get in some sort of clarity.
To rewire or re-educate, because I have noticed with thousands now, I've been worked with thousands and thousands,
yes.
Probably up to 9,000 people
wow.
right now. But the personalities, as they communicate in our head, oftentimes are repeating emotions and feelings that started when you're in grade school.
Mm-hmm.
So people who are in their 50s and 60s are still hearing the same thoughts that started. So the idea is, let's change the source of where the emotions and the feelings and the thoughts are coming from. And once they change, you won't hear those same thoughts going round and round in your head. It will feel so much calmer in your mind. And you're not thinking, or you're not trying to think. You're flowing more with your thoughts. Your personalities relax because they're trusting each other's agenda. The emotional side wants love and relationship. The logical side wants security,
mm-hmm.
success.
Mm-hmm.
And we're meant to have all of it, not one or the other, constantly competing with ourselves.
Dana, how was it you realized you had this gift? How did it come forward? And did it scare you, perhaps, at the time you first realized you had it?
Actually, I didn't know that I had a gift. I had to hear it from others that let me know that I was gifted, because I was extremely self-critical. So I was so afraid of not having any abilities. But I found that through being insecure, very emotionally sensitive, thinking everybody was mad at me, was actually me being so intuitive, I was hearing their angry voices inside of themselves thinking
they were yours.
They were mad at me.
I see.
Suddenly I started to realize that not everything was about me, but I was picking up on other people's feelings and reacting to it. The more I learned, and neurolinguistics was a wonderful help, but I learned how to respond differently and to utilize that sensitivity to help others work through their own minds, thoughts, and feelings. But working on myself, I have found that when my critical voice changed, it's a personality inside of me. It's my logical side. She's still very demanding. She has to have things fixed. In fact, I took apart my VCR because I had to have it fixed. She likes things fixed. My emotional side loves love. But they love each other now for the first time.
Mm-hmm. This type of work you've been doing for so many years, and I suspect right now, is this correct, that a lot more people are coming forward recognizing the necessity to address some of these other voices in their head?
Some people are. I have found that people who are sometimes forced in life to work on themselves, like I really love working with people in the recovery community mm-hmm. who have graduated from some of their first 28 days of, say, addiction, but they still have to kind of continue the work, have responded very, very well to this type of work. There's still a lot of people who are just hoping for sort of a quick fix, and you're a psychic because I do psychic readings also. So, they just want you to just tell them and it will be fine. And I might see wonderful things in someone's reading, but they still may have to do the work to create it.
And I think any of us who certainly are in a position of being under a lot of stress or change in our life, that in some ways this type of engagement with you is tremendously liberating. It's a whole nother approach. Despite Zara Larson, the executive coach or career counselor, but to match it with the intuitive side, very powerful.
It's like having a dream. When you have a dream that really talks to you at night, you wake up and you go, wow. I try to give people that, aha experience, because we could talk about swimming or we can get into the subconscious and just experience the water of the subconscious, understanding your intuitive language, which oftentimes will talk to us through feelings that might not have words to them, but people mm-hmm. sort of know without words. Sometimes people will see symbols. So
pictures,
for all the artists
that you embrace
in your life, people might see symbolic flashes that are like puzzle pieces that will talk to you and give you insights.
Well, I can speak to that personally. When my husband and I were contemplating the idea of moving here to Tucson in 2004 from Connecticut, we had all sorts of deep roots that were saying, no, you need to stay here. That suddenly the pictures that would come forward to us, the comments, the magazine suddenly that would fall open at the doctor's office that had Tucson everywhere we looked. I mean, even my standing in an airport, coming out here to interview with a prospective employer, and it was a flight pattern I would never take. And I said to someone, the gentleman standing next to me, well, gee, aren't we stupid getting up for the 6 a.m. flight? He says, well, no, I do this all the time. Anyway, long story short, of course, he was based in Tucson, and indeed he lived in a home two streets over from one that I was going to go look at later that day. And those kind of things, you're thinking,
serendipity.
Okay, there's something else. This is God acting anonymously, or serendipity, as you would say.
Well, what is also very nice is that you actually had external omens and signs
exactly.
that were helping support already an internal desire and reality, but your internals were also having doubts. So the external was strong enough to show up. So I do like to suggest to people that as we are starting to get signs inside of ourselves or sort of like an insight or wisdom, I sometimes will pray and I say, God, I need an omen. I need an external sign. Please help me find one. And a lot of times they will show up. But most of us are a little more attached to the outside, not realizing that there's a dance between what's inside and external.
Well, and I think as well that this idea of turning inside first before outside, that's always a challenge. As people
we just
think
don't
it's
know
everybody
how.
Else. We don't know how. Or also, as Mark Samlin would mm-hmm. say before, is we are in this process of being a victim as opposed to really wanting to own and be accountable for guiding ourselves forward.
Well, that's why I like to call myself a mechanic of consciousness, because I help people how to get inside their minds, how to meet themselves, how to understand why they do what they do, who are they?
Yeah.
And their diversified self is something that can be turned around, healed, and just turned into our potential. And
that's
our gifts.
Right. Again, I'm speaking with Dana Patterson from Intuitive Sciences, and if anyone's listening would be interested in a session with Dana, either face-to-face or over the telephone, you can reach her at 520-624-8862. Dana, the prospect of your working this, particularly I can just see when you started talking about people in recovery, the idea was that your desire is to see people that really want to be sustained in their change, not just a transaction, but really it's the idea of transformation, in fact.
Transformation, I have seen people oftentimes one time, and a year later they may come to see me again. They say, you can't believe how much of a difference that made, because one session set in motion, I'm kickstarting the subconscious. So if someone comes to see me, they've already are doing the work. They don't have to repeat it over and over and over again with me. And they don't have to do a lot of homework, because we're kickstarting the subconscious to set in motion, be more motivated from their higher self, which tends to be for a higher good.
And a real vision and a journey and a calling almost for what they really, or as, you know, I'm just thinking across this show today that Bill Hendricks would use the word your giftedness, why you were placed here, what you really could go to with ease and grace. The other side, though, is the reality of all these negative things that constantly bombard us, whether from internal or external. So what you really are looking to gift people with is to try to take advantage of even the negative voices and turn them in a way to better suit you.
Right. And I just had a client call me back to say, I was so calm after our session. I woke up in the middle of the night anxious, but I was able to watch the anxiousness. I was able to work through it all week. I had a lot of issues come up, but I was very calm in how I handled it.
And I can speak to that personally. And I'll be very self-revealing. Dana and I did a session for me at a time when I could get a sense I was very, very restless. And in fact, I went to Dana saying, I'm feeling like things are compressing on me. And her response was, well, let's do a session together, but realize that probably this is more about potential childbirth of another great idea, or that there's a big shift that's going to come your way. That was over a year ago, of course, and it was about 3 months later. You, in fact, had said April of 2009, which was indeed the decision I made to move our radio show here to 104.1 and shift to FM. So I give you full credit for that. But in my session is that, and people here in the audience know that I have a real passionate love for animals and for our dogs, and that when she walked me through the discussion of the one side of me was a golden retriever, playful, loving, jumping around.
Which represents that playful,
absolutely,
spontaneous,
that's
loving you.
The person that loves to come on the radio and just talk. The other side, though, was this black panther that was plotting and surfing the horizon for opportunity.
The engineer side of you.
Exactly.
Probably
the consultant, the architect, mm-hmm. exactly, that's looking for change and being very deliberate and programmed. But that this dog, you know, laugh, laugh, ha, ha, jump in the pool, next to the panther, those are really contentious.
Did they like each other when they met, or were they at first very guarded towards each other?
I think they were very guarded when you and I did the session, but this idea, like you said, of your prior client waking up in the middle of the night and being able to deal with it peacefully. The other thing that Dana helped me sculpt was the idea that you saw a tree, a very big tree, with deep roots, looking to protect and looking to provide refuge. And I've never thought about that analogy, right with the pioneer that we speak about earlier, that came together. Well, Dana Patterson from Intuitive Sciences, again, 520-624-8862. Feel free to call me as well at the Larson Group at 520-733-5758. I would be delighted to give a personal endorsement for the wonderful work, Dana, that you gift the world with. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Imagine what it'd be like to use your subconscious mind like a computer, receiving emails from your higher self instead of the usual spam we find cluttering our minds. Dana Patterson of Intuitive Sciences empowers others through an intuitive psychic personal growth experience. A transformation session can help you change your life from the inside out. For more information, call Dana at 520-624-8862 or visit intuitivesciences.com. Transformation and intuitive science of self-discovery, 624-8862.